Hi guys, this is Lust, and we've got some catching up to do. I have not really given a proper, like, update. How's my life going? Any, you know, ramble about that? Because, well, one... It's a very mental thing. I'm not saying mental health thing, because I don't believe that my mental health is deteriorating. It's mostly a mental block thing. I think that's a better term for it. It's mostly a mental block thing where I find myself having a difficult time trying or attempting to assimilate into this new life and new culture. But I'm definitely making my strides, and it's one of the reasons why I've been holding off on other things. I've planned a lot for Patreon. You know, we're supposed to have, like, a live recording and voting, which I'll be working on as soon as I finish this ramble. But it really has been, like, I've had, like, a back and forth of, like, needing to or wanting to get out there and experience things and sit at a French cafe and write porn. But there's, like, a mental block that I'm trying to figure out still. And I'm very thankful to Bruh, who has been very patient with me, and, like, you know, he doesn't pressure me to go out or, like, to talk to other people. I guess it's just mostly that I'm very intimidated by this whole situation. I don't think I've fully been in the mood of, all right, let's live, let's live, breathe, you know, experience, French life. I think part of that has to do with, you know, what has happened, like, 2 weeks ago. I've talked about it in a previous ramble where, bank basically told me we don't serve Filipinos. So that kind of, like, threw me off. But since then, there hasn't been, like, any bad interactions. I guess it's just really me living in fear of, you know, messing it up, or, you know, getting people confused, or having that tense situation again. I guess that's just one thing, and I'm gonna have to work towards that. But anyways, I wasn't really here to talk about French life. I actually want to tell you guys a weird situation that, if you are a patron who often hangs out on my Discord, you've probably seen it already, but seeing as there's, like, 70 of you, and I hope, like, by September we can go past 70, you know? But then again, it is the nature of Patreon for you to have, like, a tiny boost, and then you linger in that number for a bit, and then you get another tiny boost, and then you linger in that number for a bit. So basically, for those who don't, you know, who don't go on Discord, such a weird thing happened to me. If you follow me on Twitter, you'd probably notice as well. But if you are on my Discord server, there is a channel on my server that's called an ASMR feed, where we post, videos from YouTube from established ASMR artists. And yeah, we post a variety. We heavily favor Goodnight Moon and all of that. And I hope to God this ASMR artist is not on my Patreon. I swear, like, me talking about this is scary, and I feel like I'm gonna post this and then, like, delete it after, like, 2 weeks or something. Jesus. So, you know, one of the performers or creators that I posted is Articulate Design. And I've listened to plenty of his sleep aids. I guess his doctor or medical themed audios are my favorite, because I don't get to listen to the full audios of creators, because obviously if you're listening to ASMR, you're looking to fall asleep, so if you fall asleep, then you did a good job. But his medical ones are some of my favorites, because it just kind of makes sense to me. Like, I don't feel like it's super fake, because I have seen other ASMR artists medical work, and I just go, girl, that's not how you take blood pressure. I mean, I'm not a nurse, but I'm Filipino. I grew up with a bunch of nurses in the family, and like I know some medical procedures, so like it doesn't make sense for many ACE emergents, but for him, like some of his medical stuff actually makes sense. I also enjoy his like high-end service-oriented audios. Anyways, if you're looking for that for if you're looking to actually like be pampered or feel like you're being serviced by a professional or some dude who knows how to look professional, then you should check out Articulate Design. And I'm getting to it. I'm getting to it. I know I'm like 5 minutes in. So, I'm more active on Twitter now. Now that I've left the country, I feel a little bit more safe. And one thing that I've noticed on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, you should definitely get on Twitter because you're missing a lot of really beautiful eye candy. Is that many of my peers have been posting photos and videos of, very, very salacious, spicy things like ass pics, tits pics, lips, all of that. By the way, shout out to Lunar Hiccups and her work with her mouth is just. She should have a commercial. Like, somebody call, I don't know, ColourPop and work with her. If ColourPop would ever be willing to work with a not safe for work creator, I think she would be a great fucking lip model or something, 'cause she knows her thing. There's that. And for a while now, I've always not been comfortable about sharing my photo. Like, I've been trying to. And I know it's kind of weird because Lust, you literally have a channel called The Lust Altar on your server, and you used to post on PH Gone Wild. I know, but I've also had some body image issues, which I'm trying to work on as of the moment. And I'm getting a lot of help from Bruh. If you guys check The Lust Altar, there's new ass pics that you could look at. Anyways, back to the story. So on Twitter, I posted an ass pic, a close-up shot of one of the shower pics I've posted on here. It doesn't. And I was like, is it okay to post an ass pic? And then after that, I posted that, and people are starting to like it. And then, I woke up the next day, and I posted at a certain time. Much like how I post my audios back in the day, I post it in the evenings so that I can sleep on it and not like be plagued by anxiety or like get worried about comments and engagement and whatnot. So, and then I woke up, and then I just saw Articulate Design ASMR followed me on Twitter, and I'm like, what? And I was laying down with Brad, and I was like, dude, Articulate Design just followed me on Twitter, and I realized that, oh shit, the last thing I posted on Twitter was my ass pic. So I panicked. And I was basically like, oh fuck, that's embarrassing, man. The one time I post an ass pic, some dude just follows me. I don't know. I have no idea what is the tolerance or what is. Because it's a public-facing account, It's not like a private account or like a secondary personal account where people can call you out on the things that you like or whatnot. So obviously, for public-facing accounts, you're more careful about, how you engage with things on Twitter. It was. So I was like, maybe this is just one of those. Maybe he's using like one of those follow for follow bots, if you know what I mean, or maybe he's just doing that, just a more subtle way of doing it. I have no issues with people who buy followers, if I'm being honest. I worked in marketing, and it's really just, it's such a common practice that it's very, really, it's, you need to be an outlier if, need to be special, an outlier if you want to go through this organically. So I have no qualms if this is something that people do. So I thought, maybe this is just one of those things. So I wasn't really bothered by it. I mean, in my personal account, Lady Gaga follows me, and I'm pretty sure that was her team back in the day, just doing all of those follow for follow types of things, you know. So anyways, I was just shocked because I was like, oh man. So me thinking that, you know, he probably isn't going to pay attention to my account anyways, because, you know, the last person he interacted with was ASMR Glow, and if ASMR Glow, well, you know her level, right? So I was like, okay, whatever, I'm just gonna, is it a subtweet? I don't know if it was a subtweet, but I mean, it's pretty clear who it was, so I don't know if it's a subtweet. So I was like, oh, just one of my favorite ASMR artists followed me, and fuck my ass is like the first thing he would see if he actually looked at my stuff. And I was like, I felt awful, because I'm like, this dude makes very classy ASMR artist audios. Like, you know, many ASMR artists go for the whole comfort and chill audios. This man goes for like the full scale, you know, 5-star hotel, perfumery, diamonds, a cruise, which kind of makes sense because he lives in Dubai, and of course if you live in Dubai, you're surrounded by such luxury every day, so I'm guessing he gets his inspiration from those situations. So I was like, this dude is classy as fuck, and the first thing he's gonna see is my ass in a shower. So I was like panicking, so I tweeted about that, and he responded, and I'm like, okay, so he did not use a bot to follow me and all of that. So I'm like, all right. Internally, I'm panicking. If you saw me on Discord, I'm just like freaking out. Urza, who creates many of my stuff now, like she made emotes on Twitch and like other stuff for me on Discord, emotes on Discord and all that. Like, she made an animation, which is a very accurate thing. What basically happened was, I saw his response to my tweet. And he said if he was really classy, he wouldn't have looked. But he said that he saw my work on YouTube and that he appreciates the hard work that I put into it. And you could tell the dude is still classy because, I mean, you looked at the ass, but you complimented the work, you know? So, you get it. So I panicked. I tossed my phone to the couch. Like, I was sitting on my desk, tossed it on the couch, and then I ran into the bedroom. Like, that was my whole reaction. And I ran away from my own phone. I tossed my phone, like, not even thinking about breaking it, the possibility of breaking it or whatnot. I just tossed it and ran away. Which is not what you do with phones. Don't do that if you freak out. But it is definitely, it happened. Urza has an animation of it. It's pinned on Discord. It's really funny. So I was like, oh my god, you know, what? I'm taking too long with the story, but I'll try to speed up. I'm sorry, I'll try to speed up. So, you know, the initial panic afterwards, I was like, okay, I appreciate it. I try to act cool, suave, chill, like, you know, I know you like my ass type of thing. No, it's just not. I'm not capable of acting chill. When I am excited for things, okay? Like, I tried back in college, I could never do it. I am a nerd. So, if you're a nerd, like, it is very difficult for you to keep your swag, you know what I mean? But anyways, swag aside and dignity aside, you know, I thanked him and he was like, you know, all of that. And you obviously, if you have a really positive, engagement with you know, someone whose work you respect, the next step would be to, all right, I've pushed my YouTube stuff away for a long time, and it's true, like, the last audio I created on YouTube was almost a month ago, so, you know, I was like, all right, I'll take this as a sign that I have to get my ass back up on the mic and actually do something for YouTube. And lo and behold, he walked the talk. Like, he commented on my YouTube channel, on my last YouTube post, And he said something about, what's this? He said something about girlfriend role plays and him not really listening to it, but that he really enjoyed my voice. And I, you know, I was happy. Like, I was, like, floored, shocked, because this man walked the talk. And, you know, it really just inspired me to keep at it. YouTube is a beast that, when I think about it, sometimes I feel like I'm never going to be able to crack it. But at the same time, I do enjoy experimenting with safer work audios. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. Like, everyone follows me because they want to listen to me suck a cock or ride a cock or whatever it is to make that hard cock happy. And I'm happy to do that. Any day, every day. Any damn day, take a look around, you got the whole world right. Sorry, I just broke out the song. but yeah. So, you know, like, it really gave me, like, my ego was stroked. If I had a cock, it would have grown 9 inches already. You know, it was just pretty surreal. And it was a reminder that, you know, when I was, like, in my first couple of days in France, I was kind of worried because I'm like, what is going to happen now? You know, I study, I'm practicing being domesticated. I am getting used to living with someone. I've never lived, well, except for my parents. I've never lived with anyone my entire life. This is the first time. I'm in a different place, and it just feels like everything is just being so overwhelming that I feel stretched out in terms of, you know, what do I do? Where do I go? How do I keep going? And this, I took it as a sign as, you're pretty good at this, so stay on this course. I never thought about leaving this course. I just thought about, you know, letting things go a bit until I figure everything out. But, you know, I guess, you know, I guess at the end of the day, like, you have to keep at it even though you don't know where you're going with this. So that's basically the moral of the story for YouTube. Also, the moral of the story is post an aspic, because my second story my second story is keep posting your aspics on Twitter, I guess. You know how on Twitter, and this is something that I also noticed with other performers, is like, they recognize how close they are to reaching a milestone, or they recognize reaching a milestone, which is great. I mean, you always have to do that. When I started on GWA, every 100 like followers I get, I'd celebrate. I'd be really happy about it. You know, it's something that I learned from other performers who I listened to and followed back in the day. Celebrate all of the milestones. And yeah, I saw that I was stuck at like the 490 level. I'm like, I kind of need a little bit of a boost. How do we do this? So I was like, well, getting an aspic got me, you know, articulate design. And so what if I try posting another aspic and see where that goes? We jumped from 490 to, you know, we jumped from 490 to 576 followers on Twitter. And I know it doesn't matter much on Twitter, or something that I'm quite curious about is that, it's not that it doesn't matter on Twitter, but something that I'm quite curious about is how, you know, does a Twitter following sort of affect your overall numbers? The numbers that truly matter, which is, for me, the numbers that truly matter are my listen count, my Patreon count, and my comment count. I don't really count upvotes because upvotes is tricky, especially in the very beginning. The only time I count upvotes is if I want to see the ratio. So, for example, how many upvotes per hour did I get? Does it match my average? Does it not match my average? If so, let's figure out why. And usually I can get to the bottom of it by checking out the top list. And I'm like, okay, this makes sense. This is not a problem. You know, I've always seen GWA upvotes as some sort of a come and go thing. But what I really look towards too is comments and the quality of the comments. I don't necessarily rate them in my head, but you know, these are the things that matter. So on Patreon, we don't always get comments, and that is something that I've acknowledged and accepted. However, we do get a lot of feedback on the feedback forms, which I highly appreciate. But you know, if you can give me a little bit of a Patreon comment here or there, I would really appreciate it though, so thanks. Anyway, I sound super like bouncing off the walls and whatnot, but yeah, so we jumped from 490 to 570, sorry, 576 now. I looked down on my that aspect got us 131 likes, which is pretty big. And these, again, mind you, I have no idea how Twitter affects the overall performance of everything else that matters to you, right? What else matters to me? Twitch counts matter to me. Twitch subs, Patreon subs, comments, engagements. That sort of thing that matters to me. I don't have a solid objective, but it is like how I measure how things have been going. And, you know, so I was like stunned. I rarely get a boost of numbers like that, you know? So now we have, yeah, now we have 100, how many now? We got 576 followers. And then on YouTube, it was funny because I was at 590 2 days ago. And I was thinking, I was like, if I use my aspect to promote my YouTube channel, would that be a good thing? But then I realized YouTube is safe for work, so it doesn't really make sense. But it doesn't matter anyways, because I got 600 subscribers now, which is great, because again, it's like a sign that I should keep going. I still have not found my stride. I feel like when I think about it more carefully, I feel like truly fandom-based audios are the best work. I know everyone wants to go for the GFE type of thing, but GFE is difficult for me because my GFE is very different from like the GFE that I play on YouTube, because GFE for me feels more chill, not really chill, but very sweet, very nice. But if you ask, bruh, how I am as a girlfriend / fiance / roommate, I talk shit all the time. So it's a couple more situations of me exploring things and seeing what works and what doesn't, and I'd be happy to keep doing that. So yeah, that's the second moral of the story, right? So first moral of the story, keep at it. If you really, you know, if you feel doubt, the best thing that you can do is just to keep at it and see what works and what doesn't. If you, you know, also post your aspects on Twitter is the main thing. One final thing that I want to talk about is admin side. I promised a lot of things on Patreon, and I think I already discussed why it's taking some time. I will get to it, I promise. And I will continue. I mean, I'm very determined to do a live recording, and I hope you guys are too. And I probably shouldn't have not put this at the last part of my ramble, but I'll just put it on the description box. I'll just put it on the description box of this audio, so that you guys can take note of this. Maybe I'm just struggling with the schedule. It's very difficult to find one that works for everyone. I don't know if my Patreon base is European or North American. I know there's a couple of Southeast Asians. Thank you very much for subscribing. But yeah, it is a matter of figuring out the best schedule. But I will get to it, I promise. I have had a lot of things planned, and I'm determined to do it, even though if it'll like go past like the first week of September, it doesn't really matter to me. I want to do it. Other things I want to like talk about is it's kind of difficult, right? And I don't want to put it out there, but I have had people asking if I want to start an OnlyFans, mostly due to that aspect. And I've been thinking about it a lot in the past 48 hours. I don't think I have a good grasp of OnlyFans and how it works. And to be honest, I'm kind of scared that it might alienate people. But at the same time, if you aren't not following other Patreon, you know, other performers with Patreon, I need you to understand that the crackdown on Patreon is getting messy. So OnlyFans is like a good out for it, you know. It seems to become like a new outlet or channel, but I'm not too confident that I can perform to the levels that I would want to perform if I start an OnlyFans. So, you know, I'll wait. I've been talking with other listeners who are not just, you know, subscribed to OnlyFans audio performers, but also traditional OnlyFans models, because I want to see what people expect and what can I, you know, what can I put out there that I can consistently hit, and I can consistently create, where people would be satisfied. Because that really matters to me. Satisfaction matters a lot to me. And, you know, I just, it's not something I want to get into yet. It is something I am researching, thinking about. So if you have any input, I would highly value it. I'm not necessarily looking to fit my subscription model to make it similar to other performers. Even though it would make sense just to try and mirror it, but I feel like performers, myself, and like all of us basically, we have individual things to worry about. And some of the things I worry about is if I'm able to achieve expectations. When I have to actually take my master's degree, which is in a month from now, right? So these are things that I am considering as well. Not to mention the fact that there's a tricky issue about banking. So we don't even know if it's possible for me. So we'll see, we'll see. It is something that we have to look into and make sure that expectations are set and that I'm able to. Otherwise, I will stick to Patreon. I mean, it's working for me. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So we'll see. If anything, it'll just be another channel where you can look at my nudes, when I post my nudes, if I post my nudes, and all of that. What else? Fuck. I had, like, you know, a list and things like that. Right. So after this recording, which is getting very, very lengthy, I'll be working on the choices for the second audio, which I will be live recording on Patreon. I will be working on selecting a shitpost script and choosing a recording schedule on Discord for the Discord one. I'll be working on recording the choose your own adventure thing. Create an audio with me event on Discord. It's a lot. It's really a lot. I'm not too afraid of, what's this? The exclusives that are a monthly thing here, they will still continue as promised. I just need to finish the editing of one and we should be good to go. But yeah, it's a straight up busy week for me, and please give me the energy to keep going, because there's 3 days left in this week and I really want to finish everything that's needed, or at least everything that I've written down as things that I need to complete so that I can move with a fresh week next week. It hasn't been easy, honestly. You know, I've been dealing with that mental block, and I'm hoping I can, you know, get past through it. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to this lengthy ass ramble about my ass and how it brought all the boys to the yard. And what else? No, really, you guys are amazing for sticking with me. We have reached so many like mini milestones this week, and I hope to fulfill everything that I promised for my birthday month. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys later. Much love. Lust. Mwah.